Badgerland and by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Bloomington, Indiana, on an absolutely gorgeous fall day here in the southern part of the state. The Badgers and the Indiana Hoosiers as we enter the final month of college football's regular season. And before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
It's already a balmy 59 degrees. We'll get well into the 60s, it sounds like, during the course of the game. It's kind of warm in here. All right? You good?
Yeah, no, I wore the great hoodie, and I didn't realize it was going to be, you know, golfing's Chamber of Commerce, Bloomington, Indiana weather, but it is a gorgeous day. You cannot ask for a better setting, especially for a November Big Ten football game than what we got today.
Borderline sun splashed.
Few Very clouds. Splashy. Yeah,
it is splashy. Final month, regular season. November's been good to the Badgers. Going back to 2014, they're 27-7. Last year, they broke even. But, you know, kind of the theme talking to guys this week, Tausch, this is what all that winter conditioning, summer conditioning, all that stuff sets up for now. And what's been a roller coaster year, there's still a title out there they can go and get.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and I think you look at all you've heard all year is finish, you know, obviously with how last season played out, but then getting better. That's been the tone from Luke Fickell, and you can remember way back. It feels like forever, but this season has flown by. You want your team to be playing its best football in November, and you want to see that growth that, especially in a young program where you're implementing a lot of new things, you want to start seeing that growth develop. And, you know, unfortunately, you've had some injuries and some things that maybe have not allowed you to grow as fast as you'd hoped. But today is one of those games where you're going to count on some guys. You're going to need to see the strength and depth of your program showcase itself and what you're trying to get done, because it's November. And as you said, and I think everybody knows, you've had some disappointing losses, but everything is still ahead of you as far as trying to find a way to get into that Big Ten championship game. It starts here today.
And they face an Indiana team that's trying to build a little momentum of its own. It's 0-5 in the Big Ten, but took Penn State to the final couple of minutes last week in State College. That game was tied 24-all, a couple of minutes to play. Penn State gets a late touchdown pass, and then they add a safety to it. So a bit of a deceiving final score in that game. The Hoosiers hoping as they hit November that they are finding some answers. The program has been spinning its wheels here since the COVID year of 2020, when they were a very good team and one that almost represented the East Division in the Big Ten championship game, but things have gone south ever since. We're about an hour away from the opening kick. Tausch and I are back with the scouting report and today's home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. All coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's Bumper to Bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Time for the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. And Marcus, one of those games, I think you were talking with Matt Mitchell for social media earlier this week. I don't know what the crowd's going to be here, but it's probably not going to be very big. But the game itself is really important. So, I mean, this is, it's an intangible type thing, but you've really got to kind of bring your own energy in a game like this.
It's a BYOJ, bring your own juice, which I loved Coach Mitchell saying. And, it, you know, you don't know. And those are the things that coaches will say. Well, you can't control that, but what you can control is your approach and the energy that you bring into the stadium. So this is a big game for both teams. Obviously, Indiana with the tough loss and Wisconsin with the tough loss. This is going to be one of those games that I think is going to direct you the rest of the way during your season. When you start the month of November, you can either kind of utilize that as a springboard, or it's going to be something you have to keep chasing. So everybody understands that piece of it. And I don't think there's a lot of times you'd think, well, this might be a trap game. Wisconsin's not at that point where I don't think anything's a trap game, and everything has been tough. So I don't think, in just being around it and the energy and the practice, there's no taking anyone lightly or, well, this team has struggled. No. I think the attitude and the amount of attention to detail that this team has looked at this game, there is not going to be any overlooking the Indiana Hoosiers. It's going to be brought, and it's going to be whoever plays the best is going to find a way to win.
Talking with Luke Fickell this week, special teams, they're always important. And Wisconsin's run into some opponents of late that have flipped the field against Wisconsin. They have. Indiana's had issues. They're looking, they may have another punt return man handling the duties here today. They've muffed a couple of punts in recent games. They've had one blocked. You know, Wisconsin's biggest issue right now is kickoffs, you know, going out of bounds. But, you know, Atticus Bertrams has been fine, I think, as a freshman. But, you know, maybe with Indiana trying to figure things out in that phase of the game, Wisconsin can jump on them today?
Yeah, I really think Wisconsin's looking at this, and, you know, we don't necessarily know all of the details of who's going to be available yet. But I think you're looking at this, and especially with the struggles, you're always kind of figuring out how a game flow is going to go. And Indiana has struggled on special teams. And when you listen to Indiana's football coach, that muffed punt last week was just continually brought up. and the special team struggles. So this is one of those games, I think, defensively and special teams, it'd be a great time not only for turnovers but to put points up on the board and help your offense, which, you know, may be a little bit depleted.
That is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Quick scouting report on Indiana. Now, their quarterback, Brendan Sorsby, is listed as questionable. They really feel like they have found an answer at that position. 6'3", 230 pounds out of Denton, Texas. He runs the ball in a very physical manner, and that's why he's questionable today. He got dinged up late in the game last week against Penn State. He was efficient throwing the ball, 13 out of 19 for 269 yards, couple of long touchdown passes on some big defensive busts from Penn State, but three TD throws in the game, had one interception. He's had three career starts, so he's one step ahead of Braden Locke, who's had a grand total of two. So if Sorsby goes, you've got two promising, albeit inexperienced, quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that's always the interesting part of, you know, you don't want to give up those big plays like Penn State did, because you want these young players to have to take a team 80 yards and make it be methodical. But you also want to try to force the issue a little bit and put some pressure on them to see if they'll make the right decision when they're under duress. So that's kind of that battle that your defensive coordinators are going to be thinking about today. I would look at, from Wisconsin's standpoint today, you want to put pressure and you want to see, especially he's a little bit dinged up, you want to see, you know, is he going to stand in there? Is he going to deliver the football when he needs to? That's, I think, the strategy today will be interesting to watch unfold, how both defensive coordinators approach these young quarterbacks.
Indiana's been getting some things done offensively with the option attack, in particular with Sorsby. They've used a host of running backs. Last week it was Josh Henderson, a transfer from North Carolina, and Trent Howland, who's more of a bruising type of back, 6'3", 240 pounds. He's a redshirt sophomore out of Joliet, Illinois. And, of course, Indiana, part of the staff for Tom Allen, is Bob Bostad, the former longtime assistant under Paul Christ at Wisconsin. Most recently is the offensive line coach with the Badgers, has that position here, and also run game coordinator. Bostad's resume was really, really good at Wisconsin. Turned out a lot of guys who made a lot of money in the league.
Yeah, just saw Travis Frederick down here. You know he is someone that is, I think, beloved here. Very hard, coaches hard, and make sure his guys are detailed and ready to go. And I think from just looking at Indiana's defensively, one name that keeps coming up is Andre Carter. We saw that at Illinois, and you have a lot of players, but there's always guys that groups will look at and say, all right, we can't let this guy wreck the game. We saw it in Illinois a little bit. They got after us a little bit today. I really thought the O-line for Wisconsin played really well last week against a salty front. They're going to need to be really sharp today. And number one for Indiana, somebody have to make sure they're paying attention.
Yeah, he had eight tackles last week at Penn State, and Pro Football Focus will list Carter as one of the best in the Big Ten at getting pressure on the quarterback. That is your scouting report of Indiana. Our pregame show continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. We'll visit with Badger safety Preston Zachman in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you
The Badgers pregame show continues. Time for today's player profile. And this morning we visit with safety Preston Zachman out of Elysburg, Pennsylvania. He comes from a small town, a fairly small school in terms of divisions in the state of Pennsylvania, but his old high school program has been dominant, winning state championships seemingly on an annual basis. He won three of them in his time there. Matter of fact, as a senior, his team outscored the opponents by 50 points per game. Had a big interception for the Badgers last week, helped keep Wisconsin in that game into the fourth quarter. But going back to those high school days, yeah, Preston says there wasn't a whole lot of drama, especially his final year.
My senior year, we had my class in general, we had a lot of kids that went on to play Division I football and from a small school. So, I mean, we kind of just went out there and it was just like having fun. We pretty much played till halftime every game, and by then it was a blowout, and we would just watch the rest of the games. And like my state championship game was 74-7, so it was like, we were just kind of out there having fun. And I actually got to play against one of my former teammates this past weekend, Julian Fleming. He was number four for Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was nice to see him get back out on the field with him.
So did it get to the point where you guys were mad if you didn't pitch a shutout? Is that just how it went?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much our goal every week was, like, we should shut this team out. And, like, if we were counting, like, our shutouts, like, every single year, like, how many times we could get a shutout. And we were trying to get a shutout, obviously, every single game.
Well, like a lot of really good high school players, you know life on both sides of the ball, right? I mean, it's all about pitching a shutout, but you pitched it around a little bit, too, play a little quarterback, right?
Yeah, I mean, my senior year, I pretty much only played quarterback just because they were trying not to get me hurt playing me on defense. So I played defense maybe the first few games, or if we played, like, some bigger competition or whatever, maybe early in the game, I'd play it. But then once it got out of hand, I would just be playing quarterback.
Let's jump to the college this season. How much fun you having just being out there every week contributing the way you have been contributing this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really fun to just be out there playing. I struggled with some injuries early on in my career, so now it's just being able to go out there and just show what I can do, just play with some of the guys, some of my best friends. I mean, it's just been an awesome feeling.
You mentioned that Ohio State game with your former teammate Julian Fleming. Walk us through that end zone interception, man. That was a big play in the game. Ohio State, you know, it looked like it was driving down the field, and you come up with one of the biggest plays of that game. Take us through that.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of unique situation. I was free on that play, and it's kind of one of those things where I don't know if he saw me. I don't know really why he threw it, but you got to catch the ones that they throw to you. And I mean, I'm thankful that he threw it to me.
Well, you did a great job of making sure you had a foot inbounds, clutching the ball through the process. I've heard Coach Fickell, he was talking to the media here recently, if you touch it, you clutch it. And, you know, talking about receivers, but I guess you know that philosophy on the defensive side as well, right?
Yep, that definitely. If they throw them to you, you got to catch them.
Talk to us about this secondary. People know about Hunter Waller. They're learning, obviously, about Ricardo Holman at the corner.
mean, you guys, you feel like you guys have come a long way as a group. I mentioned at the top how much better this defense seems to be getting during the course of the season. That back end is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of learning this new defense. And maybe early in the year, like, we were kind of – maybe we were just working some things out, unsure of it. But then I think as you see, as the season goes on, we're getting more and more comfortable and more turnovers and big havoc plays that they talk about creating. I mean, you're seeing more and more of that every single week.
They always talk about playing fast, right, and not just talking about 40 times, but you feel like you guys as a group can just maybe think a little bit less and just play.
Yeah, that's the big philosophy with these coaches is just trying not to have us think too much and just let us go around and fly around, find the ball, create turnovers, anything like that.
Coach Fickell from the outset talked to you guys about, you know, playing your best ball at the end of the season, now into the month of November. How are you feeling? I've talked to some of your teammates, and they feel like the strength, the, you know, the level, the weight level has been the same. All that work that you guys did with Brady Collins and his staff, you feel like now that can really start to pay off for you?
Yeah, I think this is really when that off-season training comes in and pays its dues is just like when you put in that hard work later in the year, that's like when you notice it. It's like, oh yeah, my body still feels like I'm ready to go. I still feel like we can compete and dominate these games. And I think that just contributes to everything that those coaches put into us in the offseason.
And you feel like the best is yet to come with this group. I mentioned you guys feel like you're getting better. You said you're able to play faster, but the ceiling, you probably still haven't felt like you've hit that ceiling yet, right?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. We see we're getting better and better each week, but I feel like we still have so much more room to grow, and I think we're going to continue to grow.
Final question about particularly last week's game, being under the lights. You know, I know the outcome wasn't what you guys wanted, but just being in that atmosphere and being a big part of it as you were, you know, playing for your team last week, how cool is that, a Camp Randall environment under the lights like that?
Yeah, that was an amazing experience. I think that was probably the best experience and atmosphere I've played in since I've been here. And it was just kind of something to reflect on. It was pretty cool. I wish we would obviously came out with the victory. That would have made it a lot better. But, I mean, it's something that you probably won't forget for a very long time.
That's Preston Zachman. And as we mentioned, today's atmosphere figures to be dramatically different, but the game's importance is sky high. That is Preston Zachman, and that is this week's Player Profile. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield. The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 46 this afternoon, under sunny skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 32 tonight, cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow, 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
A Badgers pregame show continues down here in Bloomington for Wisconsin and Indiana here today. Time for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Hurd. Patrick, talking with some of the defensive guys, they really feel like these last couple of weeks they're playing faster. They're getting a real grasp of Mike Tressel's defensive concepts. And I think there might be some data backing that up. They held an Ohio State team to 24 points. They're doing well on the defensive side of the ball, just allowing 19 a game. We can do a little deeper dive. What do you got on stop rate data for us this
week?
Yeah,
this is one of my favorite stats to kind of maybe measure defensive success. And we talked about it prior to the game against Rutgers. That was game five. And we talked about how the stop rate for Wisconsin through those first four games was 20th in the country. Now we've got double the sample size, an eight-game sample size. So let's re-examine it. And just to remind everybody, the stop rate is basic measurement of success. It's the percentage of a defense's drives that end in a punt, a turnover, or a turnover on down. So basically you keep them from scoring. So it's kind of a tempo-free stat, and it's proven to be a good indicator of success. So Wisconsin was 20th at 75% stop rate through those first four games. Well, that's climbed to 10th in the NCAA. The percentage is similar. They've improved just a little bit, but at the time of year when you start playing conference competition and competition gets harder, and Wisconsin played the number one team in the country last week, they've actually climbed in the rankings, and they've got a top 10 defense. I think that might surprise some people to hear that. Last week against Ohio State, the Badgers stopped Ohio State on 8 of 12 drives, so that would be 67%. Last season, Wisconsin finished 18th in the NCAA at 72%, so they've actually improved their stop rate from last year's defense. Now, the Big Ten is tough. They've got 5 of the top 10 defenses in the nation in stop rate. Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Iowa, Rutgers, then Wisconsin. Indiana is not one of them, however. They rank 114th out of 133 schools with a stop rate of just 53%. Hopefully Wisconsin can exploit that.
Yeah, get going with that today, and running the ball will be key with whoever's going to run it, but obviously Braden Locke, whose completion percentage, to be fair, should be higher than it is. There have been some catchable balls that have not been caught. That's been much talked about and much written about. But, today and maybe moving forward, get it out of his hand quickly, kind of a big key here.
It has been. It's been, you can tell that it's something that they've actually that they've repped and they've wanted to do that. Plant your foot, get the ball out. He's not the guy to extend the plays quite like Tanner Mordecai is, although we saw the 29-yard run last week. But they're doing a really good job of minimizing those damage control plays, the sacks in particular. Wisconsin has allowed just 12 sacks this season, 1.5 per game. That's the top 30 in the NCAA. Last year they were 65th at 2.5 sacks per game, so marked improvement in that category. They've only allowed 7 sacks in Big Ten play. No team has had more than 2 against them. Braden Locke specifically, in the 2.5 games, we'll call it, that he has been the primary signal caller, he's been sacked just 7 times. Just 4 times. And what's even more impressive about that is when you consider how much he's throwing. He's thrown 110 passes in those 2.5 games, which is probably more than they really want him to be at. But you know this offense has the potential to do that. But he's been impressive. He has not thrown an interception in either of the 2 starts. He's the only Badger quarterback since at least 96. That's as far back as we could look it up, to attempt at least 35 passes without an INT in 2 separate games. So they're putting a lot on his plate, and he's handled it so well. But just to put it a little bit further on the getting the ball out quickly, he's been throwing the ball so much because they've been behind. We were just talking about this off air, that he has not taken a snap in a game aside from the garbage time snap against Georgia Southern. He has not taken a snap in a game where his team has the lead, which I think is really interesting. For 2.5 games, he's played behind every game, and obviously they came and pulled out the Illinois win, but getting a lead and letting him relax and play with a lead would sure be a nice sign for today. But the last piece on this, getting the ball out quickly, he's throwing the ball at an average of 2.7 seconds per drop back. And that's a marked quickness change from Mordecai, who was at like 2.9. So Locke's in the top half of the Big Ten and getting that ball out quickly. And I think that's something that's not by coincidence.
About 1 minute left here, Patrick. It's never too early to look ahead to 2024. And I know a lot of Badger fans excited. Coaches might have a different opinion, but I guess you look at it as opportunities. The schedule, the Big Ten schedule is out, dates attached to the opponent. It's going to be quite a schedule next year.
Yeah, from here on out, nobody's going to have what looks like an easy schedule. You're always going to have about 3 or 4 big-time matchups. But I thought some of the scheduling pieces that the Big Ten had to put into play are really interesting. So they open with USC at Michigan, 2 premier programs. That's a great way to kick off the season. They also want to make sure that the West Coast, the 4 schools, the West Coast newcomers, anytime they have to cross 2 time zones, the next week they will have either a home game or a bye. Same with teams from the East going out to the West. Following that road trip, all those teams will have a home game or a bye. So when the Badgers go out to play USC, they've got a home game next. Other strategic things, they gave Wisconsin a bye between Alabama and USC. That was intentional. They said, we understand those are 2 big-time games. We'll give you a bye between them. They preserved the rivalry weekend, that last weekend of the season. Wanted to make sure that the Wisconsin-Minnesota and the Michigan-Ohio State and the Iowa-Nebraska, that all those games can still play. And then they've also been able to work in some things that there will be some Friday night games. They haven't announced those yet. There will be 9. They're also going to try to dominate Labor Day, have a game Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and try to own the whole weekend. So a lot of new pieces as we're going into this enlarged Big Ten, but I thought it was really interesting to see some of the lengths they went to protect teams and make sure the schedule is as fair as possible.
A whole new world we're getting into beginning next year in the Big Ten Conference. That's Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Our pregame coverage continues. Up next, we'll hear from head coach Luke Fickell, brought to you by Zimmerich Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Pig! This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Our pregame coverage continues back in Bloomington, joined by Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Luke, the message is always the same. After the win at Illinois, turn the page and go. After Saturday, turn the page and go. But in an environment like you had here last Saturday night, I guess it's probably more important than ever to stay consistent, knowing that everything is still out in front of this team.
There's no doubt. We've got to be consistent. That's what November is really about, is your ability to be consistent in what you've done from the beginning of the year and growing through the entire year. So, and we all know that, the most difficult thing with that is sometimes there's injuries and there's new guys and stuff like, but you got to be able to play consistent both offensively, defensively, and special teams. And I think today is a big deal, is going to be being consistent and understanding that the environment might not be like it was last Saturday.
You know, you've had some guys banged up. It's been much talked about, much written about. Indiana's going through the same thing as well. Let's focus, though, on I was going to say the quarterback, but there's a running back. They've used several of them, but there's one guy in particular who's shown a ton of versatility. He can line up as a receiver, running back, number 12. I'm talking about Jalen Lucas. Tell us about him a little bit and the challenges he presents to defenses.
Yeah, because you don't know what to kind of you know, put him in what box, right? Is he a wide receiver? Is he a running back? He's played at all. He, you know, obviously he can run routes and throw the ball down the field. He can line up in the backfield and take inside handoffs. He's a guy that it's a challenge just trying to figure out how you want to match up with some of the things you're doing defensively. Not to mention he's an incredible return guy too. So he's a guy they're going to find more ways. I know that Coach commented on that after last week. He only touched the ball one time for minus 5 yards on offense. I don't think that's the idea of what it is that they want. They want to find more ways to get the ball in his hands and allow him to create some things.
And you mentioned they've used several different running backs, including someone I think Coach Longo would be familiar with, 26 Josh Henderson, a transfer from North Carolina. But it's one of those – I talked to a coach years ago, Luke. We said he never pays attention to the win-loss record. It's just what you see on tape. And what you see on tape of this Indiana team is one that took Penn State to the wire – but that's not the only close game that it's played, right? I mean, this is an impressive group.
It really is. That's what can be misleading. And when you're in a tough league, when you play some tough games, it's, you know, records don't always tell everything, just like stats don't always tell everything. So you've got to figure out what it is that you're playing against. You got to see, seeing is believing, right? And so sometimes you say, take the record, take the scoreboard and things off. Watch, you know, in particular the last three games, meaning, you know, they've done some things a little bit differently offensively since they made some changes. And I think you're seeing, you know, a rhythm in them playing better in all three phases of the game.
For your team, what do you emphasize? What two or three points do you emphasize and fans can watch for on Saturday?
Well, I think it's important how we run the football and how we stop the run to start this game. It really is going to be important. I think the kicking game, because of Lucas and some of the things that they try to create, not everybody does that. You know, kicking game is really important to us as well. So I think the kicking game is going to be, you know, a way that momentum is going to be created in this game. And then I think it's starting fast. I think with an 11 o'clock kick, you got to come out. You got to be ready to roll. Last week it was a 6:30 late night, things like that, where this is going to be different.
That first point you mentioned, I'm sure fans are catching that, because as much as things seem to be evolving in college football, run the ball, stop the run. That hasn't changed a whole lot, has it?
It doesn't. I mean, I know that there's different ways that you can run the ball and stop the run. And I think there's a little bit greater balance than maybe when I started this thing, when it was all about just stopping the run. But the game hasn't changed that much.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame conversation is presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. More to come as our Badgers pregame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
Parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
By the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune into every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Quick check of the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Listed as questionable for Wisconsin are Braylon Allen, Chinray DK, and Tanner Mordecai. Not holding their breath about Braylon, or maybe even Chin for that matter. Mordecai is going through some of the warm-ups. Miles Burkett, though, was getting a lot of work with the second group. But Mordecai is dressed and was throwing it around here a little bit in pregame. And that is your quick UW Health Injury Update. Scoreboard earlier, later today, I should say, in the Big Ten. Actually, other early window games. Ohio State back on the road playing Rutgers in Piscataway. Greg Schiano's team is 6-2 and thus bowl eligible. Another early game as Nebraska on the road at Michigan State. Huskers part of that four-way tie in the Big Ten West. 2:30 games. Penn State is at Maryland. Illinois is at Minnesota. Iowa plays Northwestern at Wrigley Field. And tonight at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan will host the Purdue Boilermakers. Now let's take a look at the U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender for Indiana on defense. Up front, the ends are Andre Carter. He appears to be the best of the group there. 6'2 junior out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Has a couple of sacks. Is in the top five in tackles with this Indiana team. He's a transfer from Tennessee. Linnell Carter is on the other side, a senior from St. Louis. The tackles are expected to be Marcus Burris Jr., redshirt sophomore out of Texarkana, Texas, and Philip Bleedy, a senior out of Trenton, New Jersey. All those guys up front are transfers. Burris from Texas A&M, Bleedy from Texas Tech, Leno Carr from West Virginia. The linebackers, and they're pretty good, in particular Aaron Casey, senior out of Douglasville, Georgia, leads this team in tackles with 69. He has 3.5 quarterback sacks, at 10 stops last week at Penn State. Jacob Mangum Farrar is the other linebacker. And in the secondary, on the corners are Kobe Miner and Jamari Sharp. The safeties are Philip Dunham, Lewis Moore, and Jordan Shaw, expected to get a starting call at what they call their Husky position. He is 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, a true freshman. They lost Noah Pierre a couple of weeks ago, and that has been said to be a big hit to this Indiana defense. For the Wisconsin Badgers, up front, the offensive line, the same starters as usual. Left tackle across, it's Jack Nelson. Then the left guard is Joe Huber, Tanner Bordellini, the center, Michael Furt, the right guard, Riley Malman is the right tackle. Hayden Rucci, who did not play in last week's game, has been getting some work again. You look for the Tucker Ashcraft, Riley Nowakowski combo in that group as well. Hopefully Rucci can get back into the lineup here this afternoon. The wide receivers will be Bryson Green and C.J. Williams outside. Will Pauling will be the slot receiver. Jackson Aker will get his first start as a running back for the Wisconsin Badgers. Redshirt sophomore out of Verona, averaging a bit better than 4 yards per carry so far this season. And Braden Locke, the redshirt freshman, getting ready to make his third career start here this afternoon. And that is a look at your U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Badgers lead the overall series 41-19-2, including 18 wins against just 9 losses and 1 tie here in Bloomington. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 10th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on November 11th against Northwestern. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, and Gaia. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Latte Mott's Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Mott's Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
I've got a hot tip for you, but you have to hurry. Kohl's is giving early access to their Black Friday deals, which means big ways to save for the next 3 days. I just went and got my kids' Lego sets for 30% off, Levi's at 40% off, and with my 15% coupon, I got a Keurig coffee maker for just under $85, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So don't wait. Get Kohl's Black Friday deals early, and thank me later. Legos and Levi's coupons do not apply. Offers end November 5th. 15% off are valid through November 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football. On Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
On Our Game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Loader intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the Rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the Verge.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
Hold away.
On Wisconsin.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Kickoff is just moments away. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Keller, as well as our engineer, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football. We welcome you to November football, the month where a division championship is there for the taking. The Wisconsin Badgers, one of four teams in the Big Ten West, sitting at 3-2. And Tosh, we've talked about the theme here this week. You don't anticipate an electric atmosphere. But to be honest, you just don't anticipate that when you come down here for Indiana. None of that matters because this game for Wisconsin is vitally important. They did a lot of good things last week. The better team won, to which there can be really no debate, but they showed well against Ohio State. Now translate that and be able to finish today and the rest of the month, and they can get a ticket to Indianapolis.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, obviously Ohio State presented some really tough challenges, and I thought for the most part, defensively, we're seeing this defense get better week in and week out. And their staunchest test was last week, and they were able to create some turnovers. And so for today, I think when you're a little bit shorthanded like Wisconsin is on offense, you're going to lean on your special teams and your defense in order to not only do what they do, but also make plays and maybe even be a little bit more aggressive in your mindset, because you always are looking. You hear Coach Fickell and every football coach I've ever heard say, you got to have complementary football. And there's some games, matchups are better for your offensive side or your defensive side. I think this is one of those games that you're looking at it and saying, all right, offensively, Braylon probably not going to be there. Jim, how are we going to generate points? And offensively, you're going to continue to plug. But I think defensively and special teams, that's where I think you need to make a mark and get some points out of those units.
Yeah, today. Luke Fickell mentioned that, especially the special teams units, as we check out our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. If you're just checking us out, didn't catch the pregame show, Indiana's had a lot of trouble just catching punts in the last couple of weeks. They had a block punt that resulted in a walk-in touchdown for Rutgers. We know the Badgers at times, because they face great punters, have had to go 80, 90-plus yards, but if ever there's a day you block one or you can knock one out, Indiana's expected to use a different return man here today. Maybe you jump on that, knock the ball out, give Braden Locke in this offense a short field.
Yeah, it's just been Wisconsin's special teams. It's not that they've been bad. It's just you remember Iowa and you remember what happened last week, and you're getting pinned back. And I think today, especially with a couple of your key pieces being unavailable, it's just even that much more important. And, you know, analytics is a word that everybody keeps using. And one of the first things outside of turnovers that you look at is starting field position, what your percentages are going up. And obviously the closer you get, the more opportunities you're going to have. So I think special teams wise, I always look for hidden yards. Unfortunately, they jumped out at us at Iowa. I think today needs to be one of those days for Wisconsin that they win that battle, because it's been, we've come up on the short end of that, whether it's been even in a win against Illinois, but obviously Iowa and Ohio State. Today, Wisconsin needs to win that.
I thought it was interesting with Luke Fickell in his pregame interview talking about among the keys, you know, there's the obvious with the fast start. We talk about the special teams, but still Wisconsin's ability to run the ball and stop it. Indiana has the worst rush defense in terms of yards allowed per game in the Big Ten Conference. So if that means if it's Jackson Aker, Cade Iacomelli, even Grover Bortolotti, they still want to be able to run the ball.
Yeah, just listening to Indiana's head coach talk about, well, how much different the offense is, it still comes back to that. And I really thought last week, I was concerned coming into the game because Ohio State is so good up front. How is our offensive line going to play? And I thought they played one of their best games of the year. They're going to lean on, that is a healthy group. That today, if I'm a coach on this offensive staff, I'm coming up to my big fellas saying, this game's on you. We're going to pound the football. We're going to force an Indiana rush defense that's not one of the best. We're going to force them to do some things. And then We're going to give you some opportunities on the outside, my wideouts, to make those big plays. I think offensively today, it's got to be a lot of balls on the ground, you know, a lot of ground game, and then big play potential over the top. That's how I would attack this defense.
Indiana takes the field, led by Tom Allen. The Badgers will be emerging from the tunnel, and here they come right now to our right. And Luke Fickell brings his team onto the Memorial Stadium turf. Before we get the game started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
We'll have the coin toss here momentarily as the Badgers in Indiana just moments away from getting things started. 60 degrees here in Bloomington, a breeze out of the southwest at 9 miles an hour. It is an absolutely gorgeous day. Tausch was able to get his boat out to where we stayed last night.
Oh, nice. Went and caught a little walleye, a little perch. I ain't going to lie to you. I did not dress appropriately. The sun's beating down on us in here. It's like a little bit of a sauna.
Yeah, it is. It is a little toasty in here. Captain's meets at the 50-yard line.
Good luck today. This is our coin. This is the head. The eagle is tails. Head, eagle is tails. Wisconsin, you're the visitor. Do you want heads or tails?
Heads.
He called heads. Heads is called. And it is a head. Wisconsin.